kaitiakitanga o te moana. Te ao Māori. Te ao Māori, the Māori World View, recognises that all life is connected. In Māori culture, people are deeply connected to the land and to the natural world. Kaitiakitanga grows out of this connection. Kaitiakitanga. Kaitiakitanga means guardianship and protection. It is a way of looking after the environment, based on the Māori world view. It means that the mana and Māori of an area is preserved. Mana means spiritual power. If a forest has mana, it will have plenty of flowers, fruit, and birds. Māori means life force. This must be protected in forests, rivers, gardens, lakes, and the sea. A kaitiaki is a guardian who holds whakapapa to the taonga. This can be a person or group that cares for an area, such as a coastal area, lake, or forest. Tiaki recognises others who do not hold whakapapa, but have reverence for the environment. The sea as a taonga. Māori people believe that the sea is a taonga tuku iho, a treasure that has been passed down from past generations. By looking after this treasure, the ocean will keep providing for the future. Tikanga, protocols. Tikanga makes sure that there is always a lot of food in the ocean and on land. For example, releasing the first catch of the day as a gift to Tangaroa. Rāhui, ban. Rāhui is an expression of tikanga and kawa that mana whenua implement to protect and restore when there are serious concerns and impacts regarding te oranga o te taiao, the health of the natural world. A rāhui can include restrictions or bans on gathering kaimoana, as well as bans on recreational activities such as swimming in a marine area, particularly if there has been a drowning or accidental death, or restrictions to access the beach if there have been strandings of taonga species in the marine area. A rāhui is an indigenous measure that enables ancient restorative practices to protect ngā taonga tuku iho and the areas where the Māori has been reduced by human activity. A rāhui remains in place until mana whenua determine that the Māori of the taonga is restored and thriving. History. Te Ika Nui a Māui. It is said that on a fishing expedition with his brothers, Māui Tikitiki a Tāranga used the magical jawbone of his grandmother as a hook to fish up the North Island. The North Island is known in Māori as Te Ika Nui a Māui, the great fish of Māui. If you look at a map, you can make out the shape of a large stingray, with Wellington being the head. Taranaki as one fin, Te Tairawhiti, or the east coast, as the other, and Te Taitokoro, or Northland, as the long tail. In Te Ao Māori, the Māori world view, it is natural to locate the head at the top, and the tail at the bottom, making Wellington up, and Northland down, which is the opposite to the map views we are familiar with. You can see this in the map below. Voyage to Aotearoa. After Māui, Kupe came to Aotearoa. He too was a fisherman who came across Aotearoa while chasing a giant octopus named Te Whiki o Te Muturangi. More people arrived from the ancestral homelands of Hawaiki on a series of large waka, or canoe. Today, many iwi tribes of Aotearoa trace their ancestry back to one of these great waka. Tangaroa. For hundreds of years, the ocean has given Māori food and tools, as well as great places to live, swim, and play. Māori respect the ocean and often call it Tangaroa, meaning God of the Sea. Before ocean voyages or before fishing, it is common for Māori to recite karakia to ask for protection from Tangaroa and offer thanks while they carry out these tasks. Tangaroa played an important part in the lives of early Māori. When Pākehā began arriving in Aotearoa, they often said how skillful the Māori people were at fishing and diving for food. Fish was one of the main sources of protein for Māori. Apart from food, Tangaroa also provided many other things that were used in day-to-day living. Shark and whale oil were used to preserve birds and hue, or goods. Whale bones were used to make weapons and jewellery, and shells from pawa were used on carved whare tipuna, or meeting houses.